I usually think of my titles fairly early on in the writing process, and this book, certainly from the word go, in my head was called Did You See Melody? And obviously that's a question, and I was a bit nervous about this for a while because I thought, I've never had a title that's a question, and, you know, what if my publishers say question marks in titles aren't a good thing? But I remember that Kate Atkinson had published a book called When Will There Be Good News, and even though I'm obviously not Kate Atkinson, I thought, well, I've written lots of books and I've surely earned the right to have a question mark. So everyone was very happy with the title, and for me it was just the perfect title for the novel, partly because there is a sort of true crime, you know, it's all about the way the media portrays this sort of well-known American murder case, and so the sort of interrogatory element of the title felt right for a crime that's being, you know, discussed all over social media, and people are questioning each other about it throughout the book. But what I didn't realise at the time, I mean, I knew I loved the title, I knew it was perfect for the book, I didn't realise how good it would be from the point of view of, you know, now that the book's nearly coming out, it's made it so much easier to sort of involve people in the mystery aspect. So, you know, the advertising campaign is based around the hashtag I Saw Melody, because the title is actually asking people, did you see Melody? And a lot of people who haven't even read the book yet are tweeting, I saw, you know, hashtag I Saw Melody. And so it's really made me feel that having a question for a title, you know, it sounds almost so obvious, it's probably not worth saying, but it's a way of really inviting people to get involved with the book, and to sort of answer, to sort of signal, there is a central question in this book and we're inviting you to answer it. It just makes it feel much more immediate and direct. And the whole plot, the whole mystery, hinges on that question, did you see Melody? Because Cara is convinced that she has seen Melody, and yet Melody, according to everything she has been told, Melody was murdered 7 years ago, and so she can't possibly have seen it, and yet she's convinced that she did. So for Cara, that question, did you see Melody, is the driving thing behind the whole story.